$353 million from Meta, a $12.8 million victim fund for patients at Chesapeake Regional, and a federal judge telling Virginia its voter rolls are still wrong. This week, the enforcement story is the lead, and it runs alongside a data center reckoning that finally has a shape. Attorney General Jay Jones locked in Virginia's share of a nearly $17 billion multi-state settlement with Meta over design features that harm children on Instagram and Facebook. Jones now holds one of the largest single settlement pots in recent Virginia AG history. Infrastructure to spend it on youth mental health is already moving. UVA Health named a new psychiatry chair this week, and JMU launched its Madison Promise workforce roadmap through 2032. Separately, EDVA reached a tentative deferred prosecution agreement with Chesapeake Regional Medical Center over healthcare fraud tied to OBGYN Dr. Javaid Perwise. The deal requires a $12.8 million victim compensation fund, plus new compliance oversight. On voting, U.S. District Judge John Gibney ruled Virginia is still applying felony disenfranchisement rules too broadly, potentially blocking hundreds of thousands of Virginians from the August primary. Elect and local registrars are on a short clock before fall early voting opens. The data center squeeze is moving fast. The SCC ordered Dominion to design a tariff shifting transmission cost directly to large load customers. Grid operator PJM filed a parallel proposal, requiring new data centers to bring their own power. Loudoun's Julie Briskman announced a board chair run with stopping data centers as her top priority. The industry can still build here, but it will pay its own way. In Northern Virginia's federal economy, Amentum won a $974 million NASA Langley contract out of Chantilly, while General Dynamics IT notified Virginia of up to 174 potential Pentagon worker layoffs. This weekend, UVA opens against NC State in a sold-out, nationally televised ESPN game at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville. And Richmond's Festival of the Arts closes Sunday with a musical finale at Dogwood Dell. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.